Let us stand for the reading of our sacred text. And once again, we call your attention to the scripture that was read. We will make an adjustment for the sake of time. We will only look at the two verses in third chapter, verses 14 and verse 15. We won't go as far down to 19. But for your hearing, verse 14 of the book of Ephesians chapter 3 says, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." This morning we shall use for a theme, we bow to the Father. We bow to the Father. You may be seated. And looking at our scripture this morning, you know, the lesson and this thought is everywhere in our community. The word is on the street that every major problem in Black America can be solved if we address the problem of the missing father. When a police officer was killed in Jersey City in 2014, a local news reporter stated that the underlying cause of the anti-police mentality in America is due to the absence of the Black father. When at Rutgers University, a headline in 2017 proclaimed that father's absence decimated the Black community in the United States. And when President Obama decided to make a speech on the South Side of Chicago, he delivered this speech at Trinity Methodist Church on the South Side of Chicago, and President Obama stated that Black fathers are missing from so many families and so many people's lives, and this continues to seem to be the major problem in our nation. Today, I will teach that God is the father of the whole family. When we look at our lesson text this morning in this third chapter in verse 14, it says one of the first phrases that I lift up here, because there are a lot of phrases here that have some powerful meanings. The first one says, "For this cause." And if you look at the first verse in this third chapter, Paul uses this same phrase. He says, "For this cause." For this cause, Paul say, I'm writing to the church at Ephesus. For this cause, that at one time, the Gentiles were on the outside, but now the Gentiles were on the inside. For this very cause, I'm writing this letter, that the Gentiles now are included in God's kingdom. I'm sitting down writing this letter because the Gentiles now are filled with the Holy Spirit. For this time now, the Gentiles are just as close to God as the Jews. He said, for this cause, I'm writing this letter. And I just want you to know, for this cause, I'm standing up here preaching this morning. Because we are the ecclesia. We are the called out of God. We are the salt of the earth. We are the church, the light of the world. And if you would take away the salt and the light from society, where would it be? He said, for this cause, I'm writing it. And I'm addressing this to the Father. For this cause, we are the salt and we are the light. We have to be the salt and light in our homes. We have to be the salt and light in our communities. We have to be the salt and light in our schools. In the school system, they say in locus parentis. That means that the teacher acts in the place of the parent. So we have to make sure that when we carry our children to school, that they act in our place in the right way. I got some school teachers out there. They say in locus parentis, but I just want you to know, in the church, we've got to be the salt and the light. We've got to have the men in the church. We got to have the fathers. So Paul says, for this cause, they're in the church. But he say there's something else that I need to say. For this cause, he said, I bow my knees. For this cause, I get down on my knees, y'all. For this cause, because you're in the church, but you got to be taught. He say, for this cause, Paul say, it doesn't matter that I'm in prison and I'm chained to a Roman soldier. He said, I have a powerful ministry. Although I'm locked up in prison, I can still have a powerful ministry that will go out and work out a worldwide ministry. Paul said, for this cause, I bow my knees. And they say that when Paul bowed his knees in the cells, they were full of sewage and all kind of stuff. But Paul said, for this cause, I got this powerful ministry. He said, I don't care if they put me in solitary confinement. I don't care if they tape up my lips. He said, I don't care what they do to me in prison. I don't care if Nero, I'm facing Nero chopping block. But Paul say, all of this doesn't matter. I bow my knees and I pray to the Father and I have this powerful message. Bow my knees and I sit down and write a church to Ephesus, and they start a church in Ephesus. You know, I write a church to Philippi, and they started a church. Philippians and in Colossians and all of these prisons, epistles. Paul say, I'm in jail, I'm locked up. But in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul said, it doesn't matter. Although I'm locked up in jail, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Fathers, pay attention, because I'm setting this thing up for you. He said, I'm in jail, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, all of this I can do. He said, I can do all things. There's nothing I cannot do. I'm locked up. They got my lips taped up. They got me in solitary confinement. But he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And then he says, he go on down. And he says that, for this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, now I'm praying to the Father. Father, fathers today should be praying. He said, I'm praying to the Father. He said, I'm praying that all of these things would come about and that would happen. And we can see here that Paul was praying 24/7, but he's praying to the Father, and he's praying here that something would happen. Fathers, we need to pray for this cause, all of this stuff that's going on out there in the world. We need to pray for our families. We need to pray for our children. We need to pray for our wives and our everything that's going on. I just want you to know, we need to stay prayed up. I often hear Herbie talk about his grandmother's prayers. When he was shot in Vietnam, he had a Bible in his pocket. If it hadn't been for that Bible, that bullet would not have just hit that Bible. It would have hit his heart. You wouldn't have been seeing Herbie sitting back there. We got to stay prayed up. I heard about a young girl that was walking down to school the other day, a school that my daughter is thinking about going to. Somebody snatched her up. They haven't seen her since. I see young folks playing in the park every day that's getting shot down and all this stuff. We've got to stay prayed up every time my son leaves home. I be prayed up every time I hit a garage door, go up and say, thank you, Jesus. Fathers, it's time for us to stay prayed up. We got to pray for our families. We got to wrap them up in prayer. We got, every time they go somewhere, when they go to school, we got to pray for these teachers. There's racism everywhere. We've got to stay prayed up. We say, for this cause, I bow my knees. For this very cause. Come on, daddies. We got to see you in prayer meeting. Come on, daddies. He say, for this cause, fathers, I get down on my knees. And I pray to the Father. For this cause. Listen, Father, we can do all things through Christ. It doesn't matter about your education. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter even if you're in prison. It doesn't matter how many jobs you have to work. He said, for this cause. And then he said, and my God can supply everything that I need according to his riches and his glory. And then he goes on down to help us to understand we have to just thank God. Wherever we are, whatever we're up against, we have to be so thankful to God for how God has blessed us. And we got to be here to let our children know. They have to see us pray, so they will pray. They have to see the love of God in us, so they'll have the love of God in them. But we got to be the salt and the light of the world. He said, for this cause. And then he goes on and he says, in that 15th verse, he says, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Hallelujah. I don't care what family you come from, what origin you celebrate. I don't care what family reunion you go to. There is a father behind the name of that family. There is a family that's carrying on the name of the father that's in that family. If when you look at the tribe of Israel, when you look at the seven tribes of Israel, each tribe took on the name of the person that was the head, that was the leadership of that tribe. So when we look at families, when we look at all groups, all nations, whatever you are part of, whatever family you are part of, you come from a name. You come from a name of a father. You come from a name of a leader. But I just want you to know, in Acts chapter 17, that says one blood and there's one nation. God is the father of every group. I don't care what family reunion you come from, what binds you together is that God is the father of all of us. He is the heavenly father. He is the father that we pray to. He's the father that we emulate. He's the father of all fathers. Every family on the earth is named after God. Every family in the world, God is over it all. Whether you worship him or not, whether you say Salam Aleikum or Aleikum Salam, he's still the father. And Paul is saying that all families, tribes, and groups, and nations all acknowledge whether you are on the earth or whether you are in heaven. Even if you are in heaven and you are part of the angels that got angry when God made man, whether you are part of the archangels, the mites, or the principalities, all those names of angels, God is still your father because he's the creator. Are you all out there? God is the one from the very beginning. He is the father of all. You know, you may be insignificant. You may think that you are insignificant. You may feel that you have been forgotten. You may feel that no one knows you. You may feel that people even may be talking about you. You may feel that you don't have much going on. But I just want you to know that if you're a child of God, if you're a Christian and you're a child of God, God cares so much about you that he has numbered the hairs that on your head. I don't know if you lost number 9 this morning or number 10, but I just want you to know he has numbered them. That's just how much he cared about you. He's a God of all gods. And as I close at 12 o'clock, I don't care what time you put me up here, I know how to make adjustments. Hallelujah! You know, when I have my cell phone on, I put it on vibrate if I'm having a meeting, because a couple of calls I always got to take. I don't care how busy I get. If one of my children is calling me, I have to tell the folk I'm talking to, or my wife, listen, I have to take this call. because it may be Jarius, it may be Ashley, it may be my wife, somebody may be in trouble, excuse me for a minute, it may be a big important meeting, I could be meeting with somebody, but let me tell you something, my Father in heaven that runs the whole universe, when I call him up, when I call him up, he looks at the caller ID and he say, that's my child, Shannon. He may be down there in trouble. Hold on for a minute, universe. I got to take this call. I got to take it. He may be in trouble. And I just want you to know before I go to my seat, we used to play football in the big field. Down in the project, everybody couldn't qualify for the big field. You had to know your stuff. But my father would sit on the porch and he would be reading his paper while we was playing in the big field. And I would be pretty tough in the big field. Every now and then I would look back and see if my daddy was looking back at me. Hallelujah. Because if anybody was messing with me, he just looked over that paper. And I felt pretty good. But when he went in the house, I said, whoa, Lord. But I just wanted you to know every now and then I had to look up to see was my father there. I had to see was he looking out for me. Every now and then when I get in trouble, I have to call on my heavenly father. I have to know if something is going wrong. He said, look, I'm looking out for my child. Yes, sir. He's the father of all nations. There's one blood, there's one nation. I don't care what race you are. There's one blood and there's one nation. And he's the father of all. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He is the heavenly father. Yes, he is. Fathers, we got to take our places. Yes, yes. Down here on earth. Yes, yes. We got to immolate ourselves. Yes, yes. The Bible say that. The devil wants to sift you as wheat. Yes, yes. But Jesus said, I prayed for you, Shannon. Yes. That your faith won't fail. But when you have gotten that faith, strengthen your brethren. Yeah. Satan has asked for you, but God has prayed for you. Are you out there today?